The creator of an epic story faces a special set of challenges. Telling a story that spans generations calls for a broad historical understanding, not just of individuals, but of the events that affect them. In her debut novel, Diamond Head, Cecily Wong looks at the life of a Chinese family that settled in Hawaii at the turn of the 20th century and at the destiny that pursues it here. She's on the line with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. What got this idea going for you?
Well, I started writing this when I was in college in New York, and I can't really say that I knew what I was doing when I first started. I just started writing stories kind mm-hmm. of that I'd heard from my parents and from my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the deeper I got into it, the more I was drawn to writing about Hawaii and writing about the Chinese immigrants that came, just to kind of understand my own family's plight. So I think that's where it began, and then it just kind of got a little out of hand.
Well, as many good novels do, right, that you don't always have to know where you're going when you start, do you?
I think that is the biggest trick to writing a novel, is that you don't think that you're writing one at first.
You know, so many writers, would-be writers, edit themselves before they've actually put anything on paper, and that's kind of something you have to break through, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, I mean, a novel also, you know, includes hundreds of thrown away pages and ideas that didn't quite work out.
But the idea, but the act of putting an idea down on paper shouldn't necessarily be that daunting. I mean, it should be okay to throw those things away, right? You run into this reluctance to part with anything that you've created.
Absolutely. No, I mean, that's a huge lesson that I've learned in writing, you know, this novel. I think especially with the first novel, you're just, you know, you're writing one for the first time and you're learning how to do it in a lot of ways.
Sure.
And so, yeah, I learned that. So it's beneficial even to write pages that you throw away. I think there's a lot of value in that. Lots of times I think you have to write towards the point that you're trying to get, and a lot of the stuff that comes before it doesn't really belong in the story, but it was still necessary to get out before you find your story.
Well, in telling the story of different generations, you know, succeeding generations of a family, you not only have the stories of individuals, but you have the events that shape them, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, Hawaii's got a very rich historical history, and so that was a lot of fun to kind of play with. When I started writing, I actually set the story in the 60s. There wasn't World War II to play with, and there was less historical context. And as the story kind of pulled me backwards in time, and I was, you know, realizing that I'd have to contend with a lot of history, that's when I kind of embraced it and realized that this would be fun, and that it would be a really, you know, great way to kind of structure it and give this story a backbone, and not just, you know, narratively it is, you know, fictional, but I wanted to, you know, give it some parameters in which they could, you know, be set against history.
Well, it kind of works both ways. I mean, the history sort of illumines the characters, and the characters give you an insight into the history that you might not otherwise have had, yeah?
Absolutely. No, and I found that to be very true and helpful as well. You know, there were a few characters that, you know, they really showed themselves to me when I set them against history. They were, you know, they were kind of formed by, you know, the era that they were born into. I have a character named Hong who comes of age during the Boxer Rebellion in the early 1900s. And, you know, it was, I knew what kind of qualities I wanted to give her, but when you set her, you know, when you make her a warrior and she gets, you know, put into battle, she really, you know, shines and shows, you know, what her true colors are. So that was kind of an example of how history helped me to kind of pry open my characters in a way.
For the generations of Chinese families that came to Hawaii over the span of the 20th century, one of the things that has struck me about many immigrant cultures in Hawaii is how different each generation is from the preceding one in terms of moving away from old country traditions. Just, you know, we're very
Absolutely.
Different from our parents. Is that,
Absolutely.
Has that been your experience?
No, and I think, yeah, well, I think that's why, you know, it kind of had to become a family saga, is that, you know, I was very interested in, you know, the idea of fresh beginnings and starting over and, you know, what would compel someone to leave, you know, a place like China, you know, during, you know, kind of a tumultuous era like the early 1900s
yeah.
and come so far and settle in a place that's, you know, hugely unknown. You know, at this point, you're making this voyage by ship and, you know, you're kind of hoping that what you find at the other side is what you expect it to be. And so I did want to inhabit, you know, the three generations of the family just to kind of see, you know, what they leave behind in China and what compels them to the island and, you know, what they inherit in Hawaii and what they pass on. And so I think in a way the story kind of had to follow such a large swath of time just so I could kind of understand it myself.
You also have in the novel, Cecily, you have this thing of what they inherit in Hawaii is something that they brought with them, that there's a kind of a destiny that's kind of inescapable. Is that a thread in your novel?
Yes. So,
literally a thread, the red thread.
Running through the novel, exactly, is this fable. It's more of a curse, but it stems from an old Chinese fable called the Red String of Fate.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what that fable says is every person in the world has an invisible red string wrapped around their ankle, and it connects them to their fated match or their perfect companion. And that, you know, you can cross oceans and continents and that you will still eventually find that person as long as you don't make any mistakes in love. And so, of course, you know, three generations of a family, they do make mistakes. And so it became a way for me to trace mistakes and how, you know, a red thread might be knotted by a mistake and then perhaps knotted by, you know, a future generation or by, a decision that comes later. And so it just, you know, kind of visually helped me out to, you know, unite the generations and see, you know, that some of these choices are passed down and inherited.
Well, it gives you a lot to contemplate over the course of the story, Cecily. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Oh, have a wonderful day.
You too. Cecily Wong is the author of Diamond Head, her debut novel, published by HarperCollins. She's coming to town to appear at the Hawaii Book and Music Festival on April 30th, and you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.